Welcome to Medical Discovery News. I'm Dr. Norbert Herzog.
And I'm Dr. David Niesel. In one of the first large studies to quantify the long-term harms of long COVID, the results are not encouraging.
Researchers used the Veterans Administration database to compare 140,000 veterans who had COVID with 6 million veterans who did not. The results were striking. The group who had COVID had significantly higher rates of diabetes, heart failure, and fatigue, some appearing years after infection.
There is an elevated risk of heart disease and mental health issues for a year after infection. And the risk of other diseases was 50% higher than even those with cancer or heart disease.
At 3 months after infection, those with COVID showed higher rates of death and hospitalization, as well as the incidence of Alzheimer's, depression, and heart failure. Diabetes incidence was elevated by 13%.
Overall, about one-third of the health problems remained elevated for up to 2 years later. It was two-thirds for people hospitalized with COVID. However, veterans are a hard group to compare to the general population.
They were largely male and white, were on average over 60, and already suffered from multiple health issues. They're 5 times more likely to use tobacco.
But it shows that people with health challenges may be more prone to long COVID, and a lot more work is needed to find therapies to improve their health.
We are Drs. David Niesel and Norbert Herzog at UTMB and Quinnipiac University, where biomedical discoveries shape the future of medicine. For much more and our disclaimer, go to medicaldiscoverynews.com or subscribe to our podcast. Sign up for expanded print episodes at IlluminousSciComm.com.